Hello and welcome. This is episode 93 from the Veg Grab podcast. And titles. Today's title is Garden-Based Christmas Presents. Coming up today, I'm going to talk about the recent events, the diary, the recent events in both plots, including how the Yakum got on and the greenhouse sweet potatoes. And then after that, I'm just going to talk about a few garden-based Christmas presents that involve using the garden for or stuff out of the garden for making presents, or even items for the gardener. If you're a couple of items, that is not a huge amount. But firstly, I just want to mention there's a new podcast I've discovered. I mean, it's only its first episode. It's just came out yesterday by Sean James Cameron. It's called the Growing with Help podcast. It's very, very good, actually. I've been following Sean on YouTube for quite a while, and his videos have always been very informative and entertaining. And he's branched into the podcast world, which I'm absolutely stoked about, because I feel the podcast industry is really lacking some decent vegetable growing podcasts, which is why I do it. Not that I'm the best by far, but my aim was always to get that market, trying to get that going along. Anyway, less on that, but yeah, do go check it out. I'll add some links onto the notes of this podcast, so if you want to do a find a few things out, it's worth a look. As far as I know, he's only on a thing called Spreaker, or saying it's an app or a podcast site, podcasting site. I can't find him on iTunes or anything at the moment, but who knows what the future may hold. And in fact, now I found this other new podcast site, I'm going to try and get on there as well. Okay, so on with the diary. Now, I didn't think I was going to have much to talk about this week. But Saturday morning, I went up the allotment. I spent a few hours there, actually. Done a bit of weeding and planted the last of my garlic. There was three varieties I brought from the chili festival. I've been meaning to get in, and finally they're in. I forget what they are off the top of my head, but they're in. I just wanted to get them in. So that's all the garlic done now, as along with the onions and the shallots. So things are really moving along. I then harvested the yakon. I thought I'd see how that's done. And I got a couple of decent sized tubers out of them, actually. Good hand size each. So I'm trying to find a recipe that I can cook with those for tonight, really. And if it works, it'll be the recipe for Wednesday's blog post. But yeah, really pleased with that. There's quite a lot of little tubers. And I mean little, sort of pencil sized. And I've actually left those in the ground. Buried them back in, and I'm hoping that they're going to grow again next year. I've then covered that bed, which had the yak on in and the yucca that I harvested a couple of weeks ago, covered that bed in some new horse manure, and that should actually be protected over the winter. I've noticed both at home and at the allotment, actually, the rhubarb has totally died back. At home, there's still a couple of leaves, but they'll be gone by this weekend, I think. But definitely down the allotment, it's totally died back. So that'll be tidied up and, again, covered in horse manure. My other note I've got here is with the swede I planted a while back, grown from seed. Some of the tubers have actually pushed themselves, or the roots, I should say, out of the ground. So I've kind of buried those back again. And hopefully they're not going to be too bad, and I'll get something out of them. But what I can see, I won't say they're huge, but I think they're going to be okay for Christmas Day. But we will see. I did have a conversation with a couple of other allotmenteers, one opposite me who's looking at packeting it in. Unfortunately, he hasn't got the time, which fair enough. And another young lady called Lynn, she seems to know what she's doing, but she's only been on our allotment site a year. She was on another one, and she was actually bullied at the other one by some male members at this site. So she told the council about it, and the council moved it. Why they didn't kick the bullies off, I don't know. But I think that's a real tragic shame that somebody had to leave their allotment because they were being bullied. I mean, I am so disappointed with those allotmenteers for that. It's just jealousy, and it's horrible. That being said, I've only got her side of the story. I do believe there's two sides to every story. And I've only heard the one side, but, you know, I still don't think that's very fair at all. Anyway, so head home for the afternoon, and but the last week we've had some really nice cold, frosty mornings, and that's finally killed off the sweet potatoes in the greenhouse, which I've been waiting for. I mean, these leaves have gone completely black and dead, which exactly what I wanted, exactly what I was waiting for. So that set out my job for at home. So I went into the greenhouse and dug up the sweet potato, and they were pointless. I threw them away. Literally, one of them had some tiny little fingerlings of, not even fingerlings, hairs of sweet potatoes, I guess. And the rest just done nothing. So they've gone away, which I think was a real shame, actually, because the foliage-wise, they done a lot better than any of the others. Just not the ground. Just not what's in the ground. Now, I watered most days, so I don't think it was a lack of water, unless it needed most, more. The soil, originally where the greenhouse is, was a shed, which I moved. I did dig over the soil and try and decompact it, but it's possible the soil is just a bit too compacted down there. I don't know. So I've kind of dug it over a bit, and then after emptying the greenhouse completely, I've then filled it up with a load of compost, and we'll see how that does next year. I've got a bit more compost to find, a bit more compost to go in there, but basically I'm making it into more of a, like a raised bedding, and hoping the worms will drag all that compost down and decompact it for me a bit more. Who knows? But I'm going to try again next year. I won't fail. As for the watering, I'm going to set up a watering system in there and see what it does. And the other thing I've done in the greenhouse was actually I moved the shelves onto the southern side now. They both fit just along there, so I'm quite happy with that. And we'll see how that pans out better for the seedlings over the next year. Okay, so on with my main article called Christmas Gifts. You know, in some ways, a lot of these things, it's going to be the wrong time of year to really start being able to do these. But you might have done these in over the year and have some stored up or what have you. Or it might just get people thinking what to do next year. Now, I'm basing this on what I do, and I'm just putting the ideas out there. I'm not really saying this is what you should do or anything like that. This is just what I like to do. And, I mean, I've had a lot of success doing these things as Christmas gifts. It goes down really well. And many of you probably know, because I do talk about this quite often, that obviously what the first thing on my list would be jams. You know, all year I'm making various jams of various things, raspberry, strawberry, mixed fruit, and so on. Even chilli jam, one of my favourites. That goes, I make extra, and and give those away as gifts. Now, I give one or two just on their own to some people that aren't that important, but give me gifts anyway. So I've always, you know, when you get that surprise gift, a surprise gift of somebody you're not expecting, there's something in the larder you can just grab and give to them. However, I also make up some hampers, which are a combination of all the things I've got listed. So, jams. Now, jams are so easy to make. I've put recipe online for raspberry jams, and I've talked about it before. But just as a quick guide on how to make a jam, we use raspberries. We use 500 grams of raspberries, 500 grams of granulated sugar, into a pan, give it a good stir, and heat to 104 degrees C, which is basically like a rolling boil. If you haven't got a jam thermometer, just get it boiling and roll and boil for 10 minutes. Then pour this jam into some clean, sterilised jam jars. Add a lid and leave to cool. Once cooled, the jam should have set to quite a nice hard, not hard, but a jam-like substance. And then you can just add labels and decorate the jars as you see fit. Now, I keep hold of, get people to keep hold of their old jam jars and pass them on to me to save a few quid, but on somewhere like Amazon or eBay, there'll be jam jars available. I will add a link onto the blog post for this episode. Next thing on my list is jellies, which is similar to jams, but just how you prepare them differently. Red currant jelly is one I do most years, and quite fitting with Christmas. Similar sort of way to how you make jams. What I tend to do is get some red currants and then boil them in some water until they're nice and soft and mushy, and then strain them overnight over a muslin bag over a pan or a jar. I then take an equal amount of the liquid and weigh the same sugar, and then same as the jams, boil it to 105 into jars, decorated, bish bash bosh. Chutneys are another one. I won't give you a recipe for those, but there's plenty on my blog of various ones I do. And they're quite nice. People do really enjoy them, I find. You can also do sort of flavoured oils and what have you. Chilli oil is one I've done before. Now, chilli oil is quite simple. You take some chillies, chopped or dehydrated, doesn't really matter. And basically, you like a tea, you would pop them into the oil and leave them to infuse. Heat the oil once it's infused up to about 100 degrees C, so it just kills off any botulism, and then store. 100 degrees C sounds a bit hot, but that's what I've read. That gets rid of any water and what have you. Now, 100 degrees C can't be right, but again, there'll be things online. Have a search, and that will help you. Something I've recently got into is making soaps. I've got a soap kit that I've been practicing with. And again, the idea would be I would take dried herbs, or dare I say it, flowers. I don't normally grow flowers, from the garden, and use those in soaps. Now, dealing with chemicals and things as such in the way soaps go can create its own problem. It can be dangerous. So I don't want to really tell you instructions, but as I'm still early into it, I just want to give some ideas. Actually, it is quite easy. I'm making it sound worse than it is, but it is quite easy. And when I get pretty good at it, I will put some blog posts up on how to do these sort of things. But again, it's used in things from the garden, in soaps. Herbal Remedies is something else I quite like to do. Now, there's a very good book. It's quite a few years old now, by James Wong, called Grow Your Own Drugs. And that book is brilliant. I'll add a link to that on the website. But yeah, I mean, I've made a lemon balm lip balm in the past, and that went down very, very well. Again, similar sort of thing, you know, into a nice jar, make it all look pretty and what have you. And it really does go down well. Again, the internet is littered with various recipes, but I will, with the progression of my blog, I will be adding more and more of these sort of things and over the next coming years. Another ideas, dried fruit. Now, I've also done this many times in the past, and I've given away pots of like dried peaches and things from the allotment, or even chilies. I mean, an Irish Rasta, whatever they call it, you know, the chili thing they have hanging up. You know, it's decorative, it looks good, it looks like you've actually, it looks expensive, dare I say it. And it's appreciated. So, yeah, we got dried fruit, dried things like that. So it goes a long way. Say peaches and things like that. Now, to make them, obviously, you could do with a dehydrator, and I highly recommend getting one. And when during the year, as you progress, it's going to get there. Now, this next one, it's a combination of what you could have grown in the garden or used from the garden, or you could buy and give as a gift to somebody who's a gardener. And that's quite simply seeds. So you could have saved your own seeds from your own plants that you've grown over the year. I'm not very good at doing that, so I've not really got into that, but I'm gonna try and do that over the next year. Beans and things like that can actually be saved very well. Yeah, and my niece, it's her birthday coming up, so it's just before Christmas, so for her birthday I've brought her some watermelon seeds because she loves watermelon, and I'm hoping that might get her interested in growing it. I'll happily do it with her, of course, and she might grow it and then have her own watermelon that she's grown herself. And if you're trying to encourage people to grow their own fruit and veg, that might be one way into it, as a sneaky way with Christmas. Herbal teas, actually, that's a good point. I grow quite a few mints to make some herbal teas, and when you dry them out, as you harvest them during the year, you can make your own blends of these sort of teas up, such as peppermint tea or lemon balm tea and so on. It's worth practicing to get the tea blend just right, but again, It's a great idea. I mean, what's harder than taking some mint leaves, drying them out, making a mix up, and then straining them like you would tea into it with some water, and off you go. I mean, peppermint tea on its own is just really nice if you've got a bad headache, and lemon balm tea has done me wonders. I'm getting a bit holistic with these, but I don't mind that because I'm using things in the garden. Now, how about just giving some vegetables straight from your garden as a hamper sort of thing? You know, some carrots, swedes, parsnips. Obviously, you probably need quite a few of these to give them away, or grown quite a few of these to give them away as gifts, but you know, it's just another idea. Now, most of these things I've listed are what I would class as hamper items. So, what's a way of a cheap way of giving them as presents? Well, I'm making some hampers out of old pallets, and they're basically going to be look like apple crates once they're all finished and blasted. So these apple crates will just be filled with the jams and things, and handed over like that as they go. Very easy to make apple crates actually out of pallets. So you break down the pallets. You cut the wood to size. It's getting a bit difficult to talk about on this, but I go for sort of 30 centimetres by 45 centimetres and 30 centimetres high. So I cut the pallets down and match them up and then just screw them together into the shape of a box, and that's it, done. Yeah. So let me just grab a swig of my coffee. Right, throat was getting a bit dry there. Okay, so, I knew this was going to be a long one today, but I don't mind. I'm trying to get them at a decent length. Gifts for gardeners now. I've got a couple of things that I recommend. My first one is a set of ratchet secateurs. I brought a few back 3 months back, made by Wilkinson Sword, and they are really, really good. They were sharp straight out the box, and they're still sharp to this day. I haven't had to sharpen them or anything. I've done that on purpose to see how they do. They cut through some quite thick wood, actually, as thick as a jaw will go, fairly easily. And of course, with the ratchet, the advantage is if you squeeze them and you can't squeeze any more, release the handle springs back full size, but the jaws stay where they are. So you get that extra leverage to go that bit further. And yeah, I'm really pleased with these Wilkinson Sword ones. I'm going to add a link to this on Amazon on this show notes for you. If you want to buy that is a really high really high recommended item I have for you there. Next thing I've got listed is some funky veg kits. Now, I've not tried these, but the Amazon reviews are really good. Now, these are obviously going to be seeds, so they date back to what their seeds are. But they're just 5 extraordinary vegetables to grow. We've got some purple carrots. So they're a bit of a novelty. Yellow courgettes, stripy tomatoes, red Brussels sprouts, and multicoloured Swiss chard. Well, Swiss chard's not that unusual like that, but anyway. Yeah, so they're just a bit more unusual, interesting, but a great idea. The price is a little on the high side, if I'm honest, but, you know, it's worth a shot at that. Now, my next item, where is it? Got it. It's gone now. Ah, now here it is. It's called a Humorous Gardener's Organiser. This one's only $9.99. So it's basically a diary, if you like, but it gives you tips on what to sow each month and so on, and lets you write your own notes. I really like it, actually. In fact, I might get it for myself. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's a few ideas. Get everyone's brain into gear. And what have you. Again, most of these, except for the few items I've just recommended, the funky veg I haven't grown, the organisers I haven't bought, but I will buy. There I only recommend things I would buy myself, or I have bought myself. However, when you look at Amazon reviews, which is something I love about the Amazon, the reviews, if they're good, you're going to be happy, I think. Anyway, so with that, I'm going to wrap up for today. So thank you very, very much for listening. Please let me know any comments or any suggestions you have for presents and stuff in the comments. Love to hear from anybody. If you've got anything else to add. Oh, before I wrap up, Friday I released a news article. It's actually a press release of a hydroponics kit that comes with everything, including the seeds. Very, very good article. Very interesting read. Love the idea of a hydroponics kit that comes with everything. So, yeah, if you haven't read that, you can go to on the blog, and that's the veggrowpodcast.co.uk, and that was released on Friday. Well worth a read, and it will give you a link to the original release. So, yeah. If you've liked this show, and consider supporting us by doing your Amazon shopping through the link on the bottom of each blog post. And so, yeah, I'll be wrapping up for this week. Next week, I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about yet, so any ideas, let me know. And, I'm going to be planning ahead for the next few weeks. As I said, I'll be recording right over Christmas. I'll probably be pre-recording Christmas edition and the New Year's edition. So, that's the plan anyway. So, thank you for listening, and I'll speak to you all again next week. Thank you. Goodbye.